This is News Plus Special English. I'm Mark Cavigli in Beijing. Another piece of news about Beijing. Beijing has the warmest New Year's Day in 6 decades this year. According to the Beijing Meteorological Bureau, the highest temperature in the Chinese capital was 12.8 degrees Celsius at 2 p.m. on January 1st. This is the warmest New Year's Day since 1951. This temperature was 8 degrees higher than the average of the past 3 decades. However, the Bureau says, although Beijing experienced a warmer New Year, it is still too early to say that this winter will be warmer than usual. Meanwhile, doctors in the city have warned of the possibility of respiratory problems may rise due to a lack of snowfall and low humidity. December to January is Beijing's flu season, but so far there is no report of an obvious increase of flu patients. Outside Beijing, many parts of the country had experienced their warm New Year's Day. In Hangzhou, in eastern China's Zhejiang province, the temperature reached a record high of 16 degrees Celsius, and in Hefei, in central China, the mercury rose to 17 degrees, breaking the previous high on January 1st by 9 degrees. China has promised to adopt the strictest environment and energy policies as it has lagged behind in terms of 4 binding environmental targets set for 2015. The 4 targets are for energy intensity, carbon dioxide emissions, rationalization of energy consumption, and nitrogen oxide emissions. In 2011 and 2012, the first 2 years of the plan period, China's energy intensity, or energy consumption per unit of gross domestic product, only dropped by about 6%. The target is a 16% reduction from 2010 to 2015. The 5-year plan aims to reduce the carbon intensity, or the amount of carbon produced by unit of GDP, by 17% from 2010 to 2015. In the first 2 years, it was only reduced by less than 7%. The country also failed to gain a substantial increase in non-fossil energy in the first 2 years. The emission of nitrogen oxides in 2011 and 2012, which closely affects air quality, increased by nearly 3% from the previous year. The target seeks to reduce 10% from 2010 to 2015.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com。